The following podcast has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
Lee Walker here with the All-American, the Total Package, the Narcissist, former Wolfpack member, former Four Horsemen member, former Dungeon of Doom member even.
Was I?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, Lee.
Lex Luger. Lex, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Lee. Great awesome. To be with you.
Great to be with you too. You know, you were part of Jim Crockett's promotion. You were also part of World Championship Wrestling, two-time heavyweight champion, two-time TV champion, five-time United States champion, three-time tag team champion. You were the winner of the Jim Crockett Senior Memorial Cup with Sting. You're the fourth ever WCW Cripple Crown ever. With such a list of accomplishments, did you ever feel discouraged that WWF never put a title on you?
Not at all. I mean, I look back at my span of my 15-year career with great memories and worked with probably almost literally virtually every top performer of my era. So definitely don't look at what I didn't accomplish. I look at all things. You just listed a bunch of stuff. So I'm thrilled and honored that I was able to have that kind of career for 15 years, looking back now.
Awesome.
Yeah.
As I stated in the beginning, you were part of such amazing stables from the Four Horsemen, the Dungeon of Doom, the NWO Wolfpack. Is there any that stood out more that you favorited? And if so, why would that be?
They were all fun. And I would say I have a special place in my heart for the Four Horsemen because I had just kind of gotten into wrestling for a year.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first huge opportunity. And you talk about opportunities, right?
Yeah. Worked
with Ric Flair and Tully Blanchard and Arn Anderson and J.J. Dillon. I mean, that was just an incredible experience. So that definitely stands out to me, along with probably, I would say, of the ones you mentioned, the NWO Wolfpack, because that's a time on the Monday Night Wars where I think mm-hmm. The business, both with WWE and us, was at its peak.
Yep.
The Monday Night Wars. So that was a really fun time. I have great memories of that as well.
Awesome. Did you enjoy, when you left WCW, did you enjoy, for the short time that you were part of it, being part of the World Body Federation, Vince McMahon's bodybuilding company?
Oh, I loved it. I love working out. So that was like,
yeah.
I was like, you're going to pay me to work out?
Yeah.
So I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I'm all over that. So yeah. So I'm fortunate I had that motorcycle wreck right before the contest. I was no one ever saw me, but I was actually then in the best shape of my entire life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
wish I could have shown it off. But yeah. I had 2 weeks before I had the motorcycle wreck.
Yeah.
So yeah, but that was, I love doing that. Are you kidding me? Stay, pay me. Wait a second. You're going to. Wrestling, we're traveling all the time, right? So you're going to, let me get this right, you're going to pay me to stay at home and work out at the gym?
Yeah.
Yeah, I go, I'm in.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Who came up with the character being the Narcissist Lex Luger in the WWF, and did you, again, enjoy that character?
I did. Vince McMahon came up with that, along with whoever else he did back then with the creative.
Mm-hmm.
But they really liked that. It was... They told me back then it fit me on my real life character naturally.
Yeah.
So I was like, is that a compliment? But all that to say, I really had fun with that, and
yeah.
I actually was kind of wish I'd been able to, and they would have helped develop that a little bit longer, because that's how much I really enjoyed doing that.
Yeah.
It's fun being a heel, you know.
Yeah.
It's much easier to get people to not like you
than it is
to get people to like you. You know.
Yeah. So, after Hogan left the WWF, the company basically kind of repackaged you with the nickname Made in the USA and the All-American. WWF gave you that big American style, kind of like what Hulk Hogan had, just in a different limelight. They put you in the main event scene. July 4th, you slammed Yokozuna on the SS Intrepid there. You know, many wrestlers and other professional athletes could not do it. Did you feel the WWF didn't capitalize on that with that by having you win by DQ and not winning the title?
you know, I never felt that at the time because I didn't know where they were going to go from there.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like the USS Intrepid, the setup was fabulous.
Yeah.
The tour was very successful as far as the bus tour.
Yep.
Meeting the fans all over the country, the signings were there, was lines. Yep. I mean, it was, so that they did that very well. And so as far as the actual SummerSlam, I didn't know where they're going to go with that. Or what, they always said I'd probably have a rematch.
Mm-hmm.
At WrestleMania the following year, and if they ever were, I was never promised, contrary to people asking about them, I was never promised the title. So, but they were thinking about a rematch, and at WrestleMania 10, Vince thought if he was ever going to do a title switch with Yokozuna, that'd be a great place to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because obviously the Madison Square Garden is a very special place.
Yeah, especially for
so at the
WWE
time, no, I never thought like, wow, they blew that. No,
yeah.
That didn't cross my mind. It might have crossed other people's minds, but not mine.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, available in the U.S. For New York, 8778. HOPE-NY, or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365. Because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
All right.
Yeah.
How jealous was everyone that you had your own tour bus?
I wasn't around the guys much that whole summer. So that's a good question for those guys. I was enjoying it, though.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Tatanka, I interviewed him, and he told me he absolutely loved you as a tag team partner, loved it even better when he made his heel turn. You being the All-American, him being the Native American. Did you enjoy that feud, and was there any real-life controversy by doing that?
No, there was no controversy, and I really enjoyed working with him.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
I'm going to let it stop. You won your first heavyweight championship in WCW against Barry Windham due to the title being vacant when Flair took it to WWF. And an unfortunate event happened where you already fulfilled your dates in your contract with WCW. So you basically kind of sat out most of your championship run there the first time around. Did WCW attempt to renegotiate your contract to try and get you back on TV and defending the title? Or did they just say, yeah, go ahead, sit it? And did you actually enjoy the time off also?
Well, I never didn't enjoy time off. I loved wrestling, but obviously our travel schedule was rigorous, so time off was always a special thing because I had a family,
mm-hmm.
A wife and two kids at home. As far as I had already, at that point, behind the scenes, was already leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Like, shortly after the title reign, I had negotiated that I was going to leave WCW. So they signed me for a Japan show,
mm-hmm.
and the rematch was, the match was Sting, and they paid me very well for that.
Mm-hmm.
But my contract was... That's where I was contacted through. Does that make sense? So I was basically already going to... My contract was up in, February.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to a Japan show in January. They have a big show there in Tokyo Dome.
Yep.
Then I came back, and we... Sting won the title in a match we had in Milwaukee.
Yep, I remember that because
My contract was already up. So they paid me for those two shows, the one in Japan, the one with Sting in Milwaukee.
Okay.
On top of what my contract gets stipulated. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So August 4th, 1997 on Nitro, you defeated Hogan for your second title run.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it was a short run. 5 days later, you lost it back. He won it back at Road Wild. Your victory actually marked the first time WCW won the title from the NWO. How did you feel that WCW had you be the one to show that there was actually weakness in the NWO and that they can be defeated?
I was shocked. I guess the masterminds of everything felt the fans needed something. And so they had already stipulated that they felt the fans needed something because they left us laying week after week after week, which worked tremendously. However, they wanted to give the fans what they call give them a bone. To be able to bridge the gap between then and when Sting was going to come back. So that was a huge honor. I was handpicked to do that. And I really was honored to do that.
Okay. I got two more questions. I'm going to make this real quick. You joined the NWO Wolfpack. You also convinced Sting to join the NWO at that time. You're part of the most popular faction at the time. How's it feel to be part of Pro Wrestle Fest March 2nd at the Mohegan Sun in Connecticut, where they're holding the largest NWO reunion?
That's going to be great. I'm really, really looking forward to that March 2nd, for sure. It was a great group to be a part of.
Yep, awesome. Last question. 1987 in Florida, you faced Bruiser Brody in the cage match. He stopped selling for you. You eventually walked out of the match.
I ran out of the match.
Was there ever any indication why he stopped selling and your growing frustration that caused you to leave? Was there ever an answer why?
It wasn't frustration. It was fear.
I was
scared to death. And Fonzie was the referee. And so he said, let's just DQ it, hit him, and I'll try to stop you. And DQ it. I jumped over the top of the cage to get out of there. But actually, behind the scenes, I was scared. But I said, man, Matsuda, who broke me in, always trained me. Said, always have respect. So I walked over to say, because I'm new. I said, why? What happened? He goes, and Frank Brody, he was as nice as could be and said, look, man, I'm a heel going babyface in Dallas. You're a babyface going heel with the Crockett's. It's already been on TV. Goes, just wasn't working. It's been a long day. We did TV in Tampa. And he was just like, no big deal.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Lex, I'd like to thank you for taking the time out of your day to talk to me. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.